Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, March 5th, 2021. The Berlin Senate, as expected, is implementing most of the Corona agreements that were negotiated by the federal and state governments on Wednesday. With the 7-day incidence currently at around 70, stores can reopen under the conditions that appointments are pre-booked. The updated infection protection ordinance goes into effect as early as Sunday. Garden centers and flower shops, however, are allowed to open for customers without appointments. Body-related services such as massages will also be permitted, although employees will have to undergo a rapid test at least once a week, and customers will also need a rapid test on a daily basis. Prostitution does not count as a near-body service and will initially be exempt from the relaxations. Museums, galleries, memorials, the zoo, animal parks, and aquarium may receive visitors again, and the Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation announced that the first museums will open on March 16th. Starting Monday, households will again be permitted to meet with multiple people from another household. However, no more than 5 people are allowed, and children up to the age of 14 are exempted. Previously, only 1 person from outside the household was allowed. The restriction on movement, the so-called 15-kilometer rule, in the case of high incidence, has been dropped. Berlin does deviate a bit from the federal state decision on children's outdoor sports. The exception for up to 20 people applies only to children up to the age of 12, instead of the age of 14. In principle, the lockdown in Berlin, as already agreed by the federal and state governments, will be extended until March 28th. And to help closed businesses, the Senate announced further state-funded emergency aid of around €500 million for this year. Among other things, this is intended to increase federal aid for the self-employed and micro-enterprises. There will also be a hardship program for micro-enterprises that do not qualify for the federal program. In the cultural sector, €36.5 million in emergency aid will be available. Berlin's Mayor Mueller pointed out after the Senate meeting that, quote, "we are far from out of the woods," unquote. And at the same time, he acknowledged that many people had reached their limits emotionally and that in the retail sector and in trades, many people are fighting for their livelihoods. Economic Senator Pop of the Greens said there is still no clarity on supply quantities and delivery dates for vaccines, which makes it impossible to, quote, plan sensibly. And she sees the federal government as having a responsibility and also accused the German government of acting too slowly when it comes to rapid and self-testing. Berlin, she said, needs to get into a mode that allows broad testing. According to Pop, this will open up possibilities for further openings. Berlin Briefing will continue to post updates and clarifications on social media over the coming days, so stay tuned. The first Corona rapid self-tests are to go on sale in Germany as early as tomorrow. Aldi Nord and Aldi Süd announced that customers will then be able to get the tests, which are made in Germany, at the checkout. For now, sales are limited to 1 package per customer costing around €25, contains 5 tests, the results of which should be available 15 minutes after performing a nasal swab. The detection rate is reportedly 96%. Other groceries like Lidl, Riva, and Edeka are also working on such an offer, according to their own statements, and drugstore chains Rossmann and DM plan to start selling the products on Tuesday. Pharmacies also want to offer the tests in the near future. In recent years, over 70 right extremist crimes have been recorded in Neukölln, including swastika graffiti, arson attacks, smashed windows, and threats. Despite the police having set up various investigative groups and special commissions, there has been no sustainable success in the manhunt for the perpetrators, and individual police officers were even investigated for divulging official information or for crimes with a xenophobic background. There were also suspicions that officers had relationships with individual perpetrators. In the meantime, the Attorney General's office has taken over the investigations because there were concerns about bias on the part of prosecutors from the State Protection Crimes Department. For months, former Eberswalde Police Chief Uta Leisenring and former federal prosecutor Herbert Diemer, who handled the NSU case, have been dealing with the various accusations against the police and the judiciary. Together with six employees from the Interior and Justice Administration, they form the Neukölln Commission. Their interim result of their investigations in mid-February was that there was no misconduct on the part of law enforcement authorities, but there were deficiencies in communication with those affected. According to the report, the loss of trust in the investigators was reinforced by one-sided reporting in the press. Meanwhile, the interim report has been criticized as one-sided itself by the Affected Persons Initiative, BASTA, which regularly holds a vigil Thursdays in front of the State Criminal Police Office. Their conclusion contains, quote, "The interim report is a slap in the face for victims, aggrieved parties, initiatives, and the press. Our concern is not taken seriously. We are apparently considered naive and psychologically burdened." Unquote. The initiative also claims that the commission overlooked quite a few facts. For example, the, quote, "glorification of right-wing violence and racism by a police officer at one of the BASTA demonstrations in front of the State Police Office building, or right-wing radical statements by officers in chat rooms." By stringing together individual cases, BASTA believes a system becomes clear, stating, quote, "It must be assumed that there are right-wing extremist structures in the Berlin investigative authorities." Unquote. The Leisenring-Diemer Commission did not come to this conclusion in its interim report. But not only those affected by the attacks criticized the results. Criticism also comes from the Green Party, whose Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt is in the expert commission. Green Interior politician Benedict Lux also criticized, quote, "There was far too much focus on a communication problem between the police and the injured parties, which there was, instead of working through the commission itself. The current interim report answers only about 5% of the questions from the investigation order, and that is not acceptable," unquote. Lux told RBB24 that the apology expressed by the Interior Senator to the victims of the series of attacks also caused irritation, as he did not pursue the explanation that was needed consistently enough. When the interim report was presented in mid-February, this criticism also came from another coalition party, the Left. However, the SPD and the opposition parties CDU, FDP, and the AfD emphasized that they shared the commission's confidence in the investigative work of the police and the public prosecutor's office. Interior Senator Geisel takes the criticism calmly. He said that the interim report is what it is, an interim report, and the commission will answer the outstanding questions in the final report. A 68-year-old woman was injured during a police operation in Weissensee on Wednesday evening. Per the police, she allegedly threatened another passenger with a knife in a tram around 9:45 p.m. When emergency personnel arrived at the tram stop, she also allegedly was holding a pair of scissors in her hand. The woman was asked several times to drop both objects and did not respond to a warning shot. As a result, the forces fired several shots at the woman, hitting her in the leg. The 68-year-old was nevertheless able to flee and was only stopped by a police dog. Per police, the woman was subsequently taken to hospital and her injuries were not life-threatening. A homicide squad has taken over the investigation and police officers involved in the operation are under psychological care. It is quite uncommon that Berlin officers use firearms. According to a report by the Senate, 108 shots were fired from service weapons in 2020, 19 of them accidentally. And lastly, thank you to Radu, JD, and Eduardo for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Monday is a holiday in Berlin, so we'll be back on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.